Welcome to Proactive. We are the podcast where we dive deep into the realms of productivity, not just another podcast about being productive in business or achievement. Instead, our hosts, Dr. Tina and Richie and Arthur, and our guests each week are here to provide you with tips, strategies, and insights to supercharge your best life. So if you're ready to produce your best life, if you're ready to balance being with doing, hit the subscribe button and get proactive. And now let's welcome today's guests. Today we have with us Dr. Larry Farwell. He is a Harvard-educated neuroscientist. He's the author of the number one best-selling book, The Science of Creating Miracles, Neuroscience, Quantum Physics, and Living the Life of Your Dreams. And if I tell you I've read this book, it is phenomenal. This book and his workshops provide a practical guide. It's not just a quantum physics speech. It's really a practical guide to success and happiness in life. Based on his own groundbreaking scientific research, he weaves together neuroscience, quantum physics, expansion of consciousness, and effective techniques, again, true techniques that you can use to live a truly extraordinary life. Let's welcome Dr. Larry. He was selected to the Time 100, the next wave, the top innovators of the century. Quote, the Picassos or Einstein of the 21st century. He's been featured on so many news outlets. I can't name them. I mean, I can name them all, but that's not what we're here to do. He's even consulted with presidents of the United States and other government leaders. He invented brain fingerprinting, which is all about helping detect the criminals and terrorists are truly guilty. He invented the first brain-computer interface. Again, he's Harvard educated. He's a black belt in Kung Fu. And his books are phenomenal. I haven't been to a workshop yet, but I'm dying to go. Maybe I shouldn't use the word dying. I would like to go and play in his workshops. So let's welcome Dr. Larry. Let me just say I'm really excited to have you on today. This is all about producing your best life. And you have some really unique ideas about how to produce a life. So tell me about how you came to recognizing the power of the brain when you started chapter one in your book, all about plutonium, right? So.
All right. Well, Dr. Tina, it is delightful to be here with you. We've met many times before, and it's always a pleasure. It's always a joy. You're a bright light in the universe and a brilliant, brilliant mind. So it's always great interacting with you. How did I first get interested in what I call the science of creating miracles? Well, I've always been interested in consciousness, in developing higher states of consciousness. And I figured that if I wanted to understand what life was about, understand the bigger questions, who are we, where are we going, what, how can we live a fulfilling life? What's life really about? The best, and I want to do that scientifically, the best way would be to study the brain. So I went to Harvard, I got my PhD, and I became a neuroscientist. Along the way, I invented some things. I invented brain fingerprinting, a technique to detect concealed information in the brain. So we can identify who the terrorists and serial killers are and who the innocent people are. And I've used that a lot in the court systems and FBI, CIA, US Navy expeditions on detecting terrorists. And I invented the first brain-computer interface to communicate directly from a brain to a computer using brain waves. And there are thousands of labs doing that now, but at that time it was the first one. But what really interests me and what really interested me all along is the process of how we create our lives. Well, all of the great spiritual teachers throughout the ages will tell us that, and most of the books on how to be successful that came out last week, tell us the way we create our lives, we create a resonance on the level of our inner vision, the level of our consciousness, what we now call the conscious unified field of quantum mechanics, that resonates with the conscious unified field, that resonates with nature, and that shows up in our environment. It's like we have a guitar. You pluck a guitar string, it sets up a resonant frequency. There are other instruments in the environment that have a similar resonance. They'll pick that up. So that's how we create our lives. At least that's what all the wise people have said about how we create our lives. But no one had ever tested that in the scientific laboratory. So my dad and I, My dad's a physicist, I'm a neuroscientist. We decided to put that to the test in the scientific laboratory. I've been interested in it all my life, but I first got involved scientifically in doing research on this, so some 25 years ago.
Knowing all this, can you tell our listeners how practically can they start to resonate at a different frequency?
All right, sure can. First, let me say something about whether it's possible to resonate at a different frequency, and whether you can really make an impact in the universe by doing, and whether we can make a miraculous impact. We all know we can make a little impact, but what if we can really create miracles? I was sitting in a restaurant with my dad eating lunch. He's a physicist, as you know, and I said, "Hey, Dad, anything is possible." And he said, "Yes, son, any imaginable configuration of quantum particle wave phenomena is possible. Some are probable, some are improbable, some are highly improbable, but anything's possible." So I said, "Okay, so it's possible that the elementary particles that make up my body and yours, plus enough air to breathe, will tunnel from here to the other side of the moon, and we'll carry on this conversation there." And tunneling is a known phenomenon in quantum mechanics. It's known to happen. You can demonstrate it in the lab. He said, "Yeah, you're right. In fact," and he took out a napkin and he made some brief notes and he calculated the approximate probability that that was going to happen. Probability was very low. It didn't happen. We carried on the conversation in the restaurant. But anything is possible. So, I mean, the first thing I'd say to our listeners here is that those wild, impossible sounding dreams that you have, that people tell you, some people tell you, are impossible and couldn't possibly happen. Or if they do, you're not the one to do them. Well, your wildest dreams are, in fact, possible, scientifically possible.
Henry Ford said, whether you can or you can't, you're right.
But yeah, you were spot on.
Right? Which is basically the same thing in summarized without the science. And I remember my son being very young and involved in sports. And he said, well, I'm not going to grow up to be, a sports star because no one in my family has ever been a sports star. And his coach said, if not you, who? Why not? You're just as good as every other 8-year-old. So what will you do if that's really the dream you want? Right? So again, it's you can reverse engineer things. And that's non-scientific, but you got the science behind it.
Well, that's exactly, Dr. Tina. And the science, we all know that on some level, that the wise people throughout the ages who said we create our life first within, and then we create that resonance and that propagates to the universe and that happens in the world. We all know that we've all had enough experience to know that that is real, but no one had showed it in the scientific laboratory. We've all had an experience like, "Oh, I'd really like to hear from Tina today." And the phone rings just then, it's Dr. Tina. Well, did we
Always.
create that? Yeah. But did we create that? Well, you don't know for sure because you don't know the probability. We do know the probability distribution of alpha particle emission by plutonium very precisely. So we decided to test that phenomenon to see if all of these wise people throughout the ages, all the great spiritual teachers, see if they were right, that we really could create a resonance on our inner vision and move nature, move the conscious unified field into that, and then create the particle wave phenomena that make that happen. So we decided to test this using something where we knew the stats, we knew the probability, and that was quantum mechanical process of alpha particle emission by plutonium. Plutonium is one of the major ingredients of an atomic bomb. My dad was one of the guys who invented the atomic bomb. So we took plutonium and we found that we could shift the probability distribution of plutonium emission, of alpha particle emission by plutonium, to an extremely statistically significant degree, off the charts in the stats books. Now, most people don't get up in the morning and say, "Man, today I'd really like to shift the probability distribution of alpha particle emission by plutonium." But they do get up in the morning and they say, "I would like to have a spectacularly successful career that defies all odds, a one in a million. I'd like to have a one in a billion relationship that's delightful beyond measure, beyond imagination, beyond what anybody thinks is possible. People would like to create miracles, highly improbable. A miracle isn't impossible these days. It's simply an improbable event in the quantum mechanical world. People would like to create miracles. Well, what we showed is that that phenomenon is real. And you ask, well, how do you do it? Well, you tune in. The key is to tune in to that inner realm of yourself, who we ultimately are, is our consciousness, which is unbounded, which is one with a conscious unified field. Tune into that inner experience of who you are, what it feels like to be Dr. Tina. What are on the quiet level of our consciousness? The intellect shouts, the emotions scream, and the intuition whispers. Tune into that quiet level of intuition and get a sense of your true infinite being. And then from that level, create your thoughts. And it comes, manifesting your inner vision comes on the level of not of holding on and pushing harder, but of letting go. You have that infinite vision on a quiet level. You let go. That merges into the conscious unified field. It moves nature. And that's how we make things happen. A lot of people try to hammer away, to put it up by our mirror and just hammer away. I want this. I want this. That actually keeps your mind at a more surface level. You don't fathom the depths of nature. You don't move the depths of your own consciousness. You don't move the depths of the conscious unified field. When you do move the depths of your consciousness, the depth of the conscious unified field, then nature cooperates and creates what you've envisioned.
Fabulous. It's funny because Tony Robbins, actually, I heard him say something, you know, people who say, I can't lose weight, right? And if you switch it, you were very successful at gaining weight. You had role models who taught you how to be that way. Now you just need new role models to believe and to create. If I was to be the person I want to be, who is thin and active and, you know, has a different body and has a different job and has, how would I act if that was who I was? And you start getting new role models, you start connecting to a part of yourself that is a different, in a different movie. You're a different human, which is what you're saying. You're the same, but different, because you're in a different playing field, on a different quantum field. And why not play in that field and believe in you?
Exactly. Exactly, Dr. Sheehan. And the thing is that a lot of people in the previous age, before quantum mechanics, and before this uprising in consciousness that's taken place in recent years, really had it backwards, that you rearrange everything in the external environment and then you get what you want. But the way nature works is from the subtle to the gross, from the inner field of pure consciousness to our thinking, to our actions, to what we create in the world. There's been a lot of talk about transformation. You can transform your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your attitudes, your beliefs, and so on. Transmutation, that's a transformation, like changing the form of something. Like you have a statue made of brass, you change it to a different shaped statue. Transmutation comes from alchemy, and it's a fundamental shift in who's creating the thoughts, who's creating your life, who's creating your thoughts, your visions, your emotions, and so on. So transmutation comes from attunement to yourself, from attunement for your own consciousness. And what happens when you reach that subtle level of your intuition, the level of the most power of your awareness, then, as you've said, Tina, you envision a whole different person. I mean, you created the person you are successfully, as you and Tony Robbins have just pointed out. You can envision a whole different person and create that person. I mean, everything in our life is what we've created so far. So we've been, as you pointed out, spectacularly successful at creating exactly what we've got. If we want something beyond that, we attune to something that's more true to your real self, something that's more true to your highest self, and then radiate that, envision that, and it shows up in our life.
So I had an episode this week where something happened in my practice, and I didn't like what happened. And there was some miscommunication between myself and a patient. And my go-to is to ruminate and then to beat myself up. Shame, guilt, I made a mistake, I'm not perfect. But I've done enough of the work with you and others to say, all right, that's the old way of being, and that's not going to get me anywhere. I worked on what's really underneath that. What am I feeling emotion-wise? And I went into the shame and the guilt, and that's my old way. That's not true. I'm human. I make mistakes. I don't have to beat myself up. And I work through with some of the processes that I have on moving emotions. And I think it is alchemy of emotions. And I allow myself to feel, but then move, right? And I go emotion, thought, emotion, thought, emotion, thought. I was doing this while I was swimming, actually. What I realized, right, was I got to a much healthier place emotion-wise, thought-wise, which let go of the energy that was stuck on rumination and beating myself up, because that isn't going to change me or the outcome. And so when that got lifted, creative problem solving, they say you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that caused it. And so all of a sudden the energy was lifted, my emotion was different. I felt into all that, and then poof, an idea came in my head. How can I make right on this? How can I make good for myself and the person I had miscommunication with? And I believe everything's going to work out fine. And it was, and I went into the human I want to be, which I love and gratitude, and here, I want to gift you X, Y, and Z because I thought you were going to do X, Y, and Z. You don't have the money for it. I'm going to pay for you. And it just, anyway, it was an interesting awareness of changing myself in the moment.
Yes, excellent. I'd love to talk a little further about that. Dr. Tina, what I hear you exemplifying here, what I hear you creating here, is an example of what I call the science of creating miracles. Because we carry around within ourselves an inner blueprint. And just as when you pluck a guitar string, it radiates a particular resonant frequency, our inner blueprint resonates with nature. And let's say when something seems to be a downturn in our life, usually it seems to be an attack on either our value, our safety, or our power. We've been carrying around an inner blueprint that we're only 75% safe and 84% powerful and 53% valuable, whatever. So we radiate that, and lo and behold, we get a life that reflects that because we've created that. And then we get all this objective information coming in that verifies absolutely in the concrete world, we're not entirely safe. But the true you, the true Dr. Tina, is an infinite, unbounded being, 100% safe, 100% valuable, 100% powerful. And when you tune into that experience, which is just what you described doing, you tune into the real Dr. Tina, not the something short of that. You tune into your true blueprint, you started to resonate that, and then the corresponding thoughts, the corresponding emotions, the corresponding actions, the corresponding ways of moving forward in the universe came to you spontaneously. You carried that out, and now the real Tina, the you can call it the new Tina, but the real Tina, the 100% safe, valuable, powerful, the Tina who can create the life of your dreams, arose, resonated with nature, and created that life. I love it. You're an illustration of exactly what I would call the science of creating miracles. And we proved in the scientific laboratory that phenomenon is real. You can measure it using physics apparatus.
So I can give you examples of stuff that just blows my mind of women
Yes.
who have come to me. You know, I do fertility work, right? And I'm looking at their blood levels and I'm not happy with their blood levels. And these women are like, no, I am pregnant. I'm going to be pregnant. My pregnancy is fine. I'm not stopping my hormones. I'm not doing. And they end up with beautiful babies. And I'm like, whoa. And then the flip side, the people who are like, I always miscarry at 6 weeks. Well, just using that word, the subconscious sometimes gives you not what you want, but what you say.
Yes, what you say, or and when you say that, you're not, it's not just your mouth that's moving, it's your
They're
awareness that's moving.
vibrating.
You're setting up that resonance. You pluck a guitar string, it radiates a particular resonance. Other instruments, the environment with a similar resonance, they pick that up, and you've got a whole symphony. So when we create that on the level of our consciousness, it moves nature, and that shows up in our lives. And again, what we showed is that in the laboratory, you can create spectacularly improbable things, miraculous things in your life if you simply have that inner vision at a high enough level of consciousness. We all create miracles to a degree. The degree to which we can create a miracle depends on the level of consciousness. For example, I'll give you a really small miracle. Let's say you really want an apple. So you go to work, you make some money, you come home, you get in your car, you drive down to the supermarket, and it's an improbable event. It's a miracle, an improbable event. It's not an apple season, but there are apples there, you buy an apple. Now, a little higher level of consciousness, more attunement to nature, a quieter level, more attuned to your intuition. And you'll be sitting in your room and a knock comes on the door. It's your best friend says, "Hi, Dr. Tina, I just happen to have a basket of apples here. Have an apple." More, a higher level of consciousness, more attunement to the real Tina, more attunement to your cosmic self, your unbounded, infinitely powerful, conscious, unified field self. You think, "Oh, gee, I'd really like to have an apple." An apple truck drives by, hits a bump, an apple bounces off on your table. Now, to full attunement to the conscious, unified field, you can simply go, "Apple," and you've got an apple. There's a probability that event will happen. And in fact, that's a higher probability than my dad and I going to the other side of the moon instantaneously. There is a finite probability when you're very much attuned to nature, you can create at that level. So what really creates our lives is our level of consciousness. How tuned we are to the real you, the unbounded you, the infinite you, the 100% safe, powerful, and valuable you. And that's, I think, what our lives are about.
I love this kind of conversation. I think anything that's backed by science, it gives it more credibility for a start. Getting down to that level so that you can create that miracle, is there a step-by-step guide when it comes to the scientific world? Is there a way that listeners can go, okay, here's A, this is where I'm going to start, B, C, D, all the way to Z? Is there an actual way that they can physically do it? Or are we talking about meditation? Is there multiple different ways that we need to be able to combine to be able to get down to that true self?
All right. Excellent question, Richie, and thank you so much. And good to be here with you. The thing is this, we're talking about an experience. Now, we can write all kinds of things in a book. And in my book, The Science of Creating Miracles, Neuroscience, Quantum Physics, and Living the Life of Your Dreams, I describe some techniques that people can read in the book and actually go through step by step, systematizing the process of creating a vision on the level of your consciousness, moving your consciousness in that, moving nature in that, and creating that in your life. I mean, that's what I've spent the last 20 years since we did that research. I spent the last 20 years developing those techniques. However, it's important to note that this is an experience. So ideally, it's not something you just read in a book and then follow a set of instructions. It's something you can be guided to do. And that's what I do in my workshops in the Science of Creating Miracles, my retreats in the Science of Creating Miracles. I systematically guide people to gain this phenomenon on the level of experience. Because no matter how, I mean, all of us here in this call are intellectuals and we like using the intellect. We like understanding stuff. But no matter how well you understand it, and how much you desire to have it, the phenomenon of creating your life takes place on the experiential level, and it takes place on the level of your consciousness. So the ideal thing is to have systematic one-on-one guidance in gaining this inner experience, and then from that comes the manifestation of your desires. And that's why everybody who's read a lot of these self-help books doesn't yet have a perfect life. They may have a big understanding about how nature works, but the experience of a refined level of consciousness is really what it's about. And I mean, that's what my work is about, is systematically guiding people to gain that experience.
You know, a lot of people, I always say, like I remind people, we are so superhuman when we're in utero. We start as one cell, hundreds of cells by day five when we implant in the uterus. And then we freaking grow a body, a brain, and we knock on the door and get ourselves delivered. And we do that without an ego, left brain download. Like, it's somehow this human divine merging of, like, we are magical beings that can do that. And we have entered, okay. The minute we come out, all of a sudden we're taught that we're helpless. and we're screaming to be taken care of, and we don't feel like we're safe, and we don't feel like we're powerful. And all of a sudden, the humaning shows up, and the divine stuff gets hidden. And we've lived for thousands of years with the divine stuff hidden. And I don't, divine is the universe in my mind, right? I'm not giving it a anything other than nature, the quantum field, atoms, molecules, the divine, the unexplainable stuff.
And I think that what we're here for is to rediscover, to discover within ourselves the divine. And again, by divine, I mean that level of the universe, which can be measured as the quantum field, the conscious unified field, which we can experience within ourselves. Contacting that level of the universe, radiating, functioning from that level is how we create our lives. And I think we often have forgotten about the divine, and we're often educated about everything outside ourselves, manipulating everything outside, whereas the real key is gaining command, gaining attunement with what's inside ourselves, because that's where the infinite power is.
Right. Yeah, remember we talked on another podcast about meditation going outside of ourselves and meditation going inside of ourselves and actually truly noticing what am I feeling in my foot, in my ankle, in my knee, right? And actually feeling the energy within. And it's been a journey for me, certainly in the last few years, of doing all these different kinds of inner awareness as opposed to the outer awareness. And I'll start writing your synchronicities down, and then you start seeing them.
And one good thing about the human mind, about the human awareness, is we spontaneously go to a field of greater happiness. And we don't have to force ourselves to go to a field of greater happiness. And these quieter levels of the mind are actually levels of greater charm, greater happiness. So all the techniques of meditation that really work allow us to experience reality inwardly on a subtler and quieter and quieter and quieter and quieter level. And the things which are disharmonious at the surface, if you get down close to the conscious unified field, is the field of infinite harmony, where everything is in harmony with everything else, infinite intelligence. And that's who we are. So as we experience any experience in meditation or in any other kind of practice, at subtler and subtler level, the dissonances, the confusion, the tension, the stress starts to be dissolved. And that's how we can start off with something which is all tangled up and difficult. And as we experience in subtler and subtler levels of ourself, as we tune into our true self, it is revealed to be at essence not at all complicated, not at all difficult, not twisted, not tangled, not stressed, because we approach the field of infinite harmony, which is who we truly are. And that's what the techniques of meditation that work are all about. And that's why it's always effortless, because naturally the mind goes to a field of greater happiness when we try harder, pulling ourselves away from ourselves. Well, I had an experience somewhat reminiscent of that when I was 13 years old. And that's what actually got me started in this whole
Oh, please
pursuit.
tell us.
All right. Well, I was drowning. And what I mean, I don't mean I was concerned about my life and wondered who I was and all that. What I mean is I was underwater and I was out of breath. I was out of time. And I realized I had a few seconds left to live. So at that point, all of those things, all those plans and attachments and involvements and entanglements, I realized, okay, this is it. This is all, that's all she wrote. That's all. It's over. I consciously let go of everything. I'm never going to be able to go back and fix that because it's all over. I felt just consciously, okay, I'm letting go of everything because it's all over. At that time, a couple other things happened. One is my life flashed before my eyes, all of it, just as clear as this, but all at once. I never realized I could have such an expanded experience. And I experienced myself as this unbounded cosmic being beyond time and space. I had no regrets that my life was ending at 13 years. I felt like this is a critical thing. I saw my life the way it truly was for the first time. And it was perfect. It's not that I didn't see the mistakes or the pain. It was just that it was what it was and it was perfect. And I realized, now I see my life. Now I see my real life. And Everything about it is perfect. If I could live this way, if I could have this experience of level of enlightenment, my life would just simply flow spontaneously. And then I thought, oh my God, it's over. I now I've seen my life for what it really is. I need a miracle. I need to get back there. I'm not through here. And at that moment, I realized I needed a miracle, and I needed it fast. I needed it in a matter of a few seconds. And that's when I first came in contact with what I now call science creating miracles. I created that inner vision on the level of my consciousness, and I got my miracle in a matter of seconds. I got to the surface, and then I was spitting water and choking and gasping and all that, and the experience of unbounded awareness was gone. At that moment, I realized, okay, now I've seen what human life really is. Now I've seen what my life really is. I need to figure out how to get to that experience. And that's when I became a seeker, and I did all the techniques of meditation and read all the books. And within a few years, I thought I was, within about 6 years, I really thought I was an expert in all this stuff. I didn't realize, because I'd read all the books, I'd done all the things, I didn't realize I was at the pre-kindergarten stage until I met Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and the founder of Transcendental Meditation. I learned the TM from him, and I realized, oh, here's somebody who's actually experiencing what I've been reading about. And then I continued on to incorporate experience of pure consciousness into my pursuit of what I now call science of creating miracles, and then went on to test this in the laboratory. But that was what that experience of my true self as an unbounded being, and then that from that level, you can create miracles, you can do anything. That has led me to the science of creating miracles and to doing the research on it and developing the techniques to bring that systematically about without people having to drown or nearly drown.
You know, it's funny. I have a patient who told me a story once. She was two or three, and she was drowning in the pool, and all the parents were inside. And just at the point where she let go and said, "I'm dying," someone actually saw her and fished her out, you know, and got her out. And she's worked as a doula for death as an adult for years because she has no fear of leaving, she says. Because it was beautiful, like she was like, it was fine. It was, you know, and but it's interesting that her, like, what caused, there was something in her that probably created the miracle that someone found her and got her out, right? That her subconscious or something in the vibration of her field, right, actually got an adult to save her. And yet she said it was the most profound experience and changed her life, you know?
This experience was the most profound experience I had had to that time, and it changed my life. And I think the universe is a well-organized place. And it wasn't an accident that I almost drowned. It wasn't an accident that she almost drowned, and that she had that inner experience of who she really was,
Right.
of the divine level of herself. And at that level, everything is fine. And as we learn more and more to bring that level into our lives become more and more flowing, and everything is fine.
So on that note, we must wrap up today. So I'm sorry I could sit and chat with you for forever, and I'm sure our listeners really love this. Check out Dr. Larry's workshops and his book. Check out the links on web, social media, and more. Check out our show notes. Again, thank you, Dr. Larry, for your amazing insights and all your research. Thank God you've been on this planet doing this research. Please remember our podcast drops every Monday at 9 a.m. We'd love you to subscribe. We'd love you to share with friends. And until next time, remember, time is our most valuable resource. So get proactive, be productive, and ensure you produce your very best life.